Looks like the band of heaviest snow shifted a little bit southward from where it was previously, but most of the western half of the state's going to still experience some heavy snow and strong winds over the next couple of days.
When do you anticipate the snow starting in western South Dakota?
You know, probably late tonight, early Friday morning for much of the area. It's going to probably see some rain start out, and then the colder temperatures will come in, and then we'll see some snow developing.
Of course, a blizzard warning isn't issued without some very powerful winds, and you mentioned those a couple of minutes ago. How strong, how high of gusts are we looking at with the storm?
We'll probably see wind gusts to around 50 miles an hour at its peak. That looks like probably Friday afternoon the winds will be strongest.
Yeah, but the morning commute's going to be pretty rugged too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, early on it depends on how much snow or how hard it comes down overnight to how much snow will be around in the morning, because we're starting out with relatively warm temperatures on the roads. But as temperatures fall, it will start to accumulate, and it looks like at least by the commute for Friday evening, things will be pretty bad.
Thank you. So as far as the winter storm warning as opposed to the blizzard warning, who has the blizzard warning right now?
The blizzard warning is mainly on the plains east of Rapid City, along I-90 out to past Kadoka, and then north to Faith, and then southward into southwestern South Dakota down to Pine Ridge.
What kind of day or what kind of activity can Rapid City expect?
You know, it's going to be snowing and blowing here as well. The wind isn't going to be quite as high, so we're currently in a winter storm warning. We're still expecting 7-8 inches of snow and some gusty winds with that. So travel's not going to be good anywhere across western South Dakota.